You're listening to KNKX. With the school year winding down, one thing families have to decide is where children will go in the fall. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has been examining who attends online schools full-time. She talked with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick about some data on enrollments that she received from the state.
First off, Ashley, we should describe what these online schools are. Not everyone is familiar with them.
Right. I actually didn't know very much about them until I started investigating them earlier this year. The biggest online schools in our state are hosted by small school districts in out-of-the-way places. Two districts on the Olympic Peninsula and one in the Okanagan Valley in eastern Washington. They've contracted with big for-profit publicly traded companies to offer online school to students from across the state.
So I'm wondering what the students have to do to get into one of these schools.
Well, first they have to fill out a choice transfer form to transfer out of the school district where they live, say Seattle or Tacoma, and into one of these rural districts that hosts the online school. Then the students do all their coursework online from home. These are publicly funded schools paid for with state tax dollars. The families don't have to pay any kind of tuition. There has been a growing body of research that raises alarms about the academic performance of these schools and, in some cases, their low graduation rates.
You requested this data from the state superintendent's office. What did you find?
I wanted to understand where the students live who are attending these online schools, because when you hear that the schools are hosted by districts far away, it's easy to think that it doesn't have any relevance to people living in the Puget Sound region. But actually, a large number of the students who attend do live here in this region. I added up enrollments for the top three online schools in the state, Insight School of Washington, Washington Virtual Academies, and Washington Connections Academy. Insight School and Washington Virtual Academies are operated by the for-profit company K-12 Inc., and Connections Academy is operated by the British textbook company Pearson. And then I looked at the school districts where the students reside. Tacoma had the most students enrolling in these three online schools last year, followed by the Bethel School District, which covers Spanaway, and then in third place was Seattle.
How many kids are we talking about here?
It's not really huge numbers. Tacoma had 370 students enroll in those three online schools last year. While that doesn't sound like a lot, that's more students than attended the two Tacoma charter schools that recently announced that they're closing.
So can you spot any trends from looking at these numbers?
One thing that's pretty interesting is that school districts near Joint Base Lewis-McChord seem to send a disproportionate number of students to online schools. School districts such as Bethel, Clover Park, and North Thurston rank high on the list of online school enrollments. A spokesman for the Bethel School District said families don't put down much of a reason when they fill out a choice transfer form to go to an online school. He said most likely some of them are military families, but they don't have to identify themselves as such on the transfer form. JBLM says it's not something that they're tracking either, so it's kind of a question mark.
So we're talking about what these schools are, what districts the students come from, and how many are opting for online schools. What's the impact for a school district if it loses a student to an online school?
It's similar to a charter school. The dollars follow the kid. So if a student living in, say, Kent enrolls in Quileute Valley School District to attend Insight School of Washington, then the Kent School District loses those funds from the state. And for districts that have been experiencing growth, like Bethel, that's not a big deal. But for districts that have been losing students, such as Kent, it is a concern. Loss of funds may mean that you have to cut staff. Anyway, I've put this data in charts up on our website so you can see which districts are sending the most students to these three online schools.
All right. Well, you can find that story at knkx.org. Great information. Thanks so much, Ashley.
You're welcome, Kirsten.